You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, an Olympic athlete at Marquette University, what's once known as the fastest human on Earth. We'll hear about the career of Ralph Metcalf.
First, local officials held a town hall meeting in Chippewa Falls last night about methamphetamine, also known as meth use. The drug is an illegal addictive stimulant that can be smoked or taken in pill form. Meth was so popular in 2005 that lawmakers created legislation limiting the sale of cold and allergy products containing pseudoephedrine, an ingredient used to make meth. While the law severely limited local production of meth, the drug never completely went away, and in the last couple of years, meth use has again been on the rise.
Larry Winter joins us now to talk about this trend in northern and western Wisconsin. He's the director of Chippewa County's Department of Human Services. Larry, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you. I enjoy the opportunity to speak with you.
Well, from your position at Human Services in Chippewa County, what are you seeing in terms of resurgence in meth use in your area?
I would equal it to being as significant if you could imagine that there was a virus outbreak. We had no idea that it was coming. It began to gradually spread and became an epidemic. And right now in Chippewa County, it is an epidemic. And the challenging part of that is not having the vaccine or the antidote to really contain this from continuing to spread.
What kind of efforts are there to try to contain this problem? As you say, there's no magic solution here, but what kind of things are in place?
Well, initially, obviously, when we looked at it, you know, it's against the law. And we began to intervene at a couple different levels, one with law enforcement and our local drug task force, and then our child welfare system, which is through Human Services, when there were specific children involved in those families.
Yeah, let's follow up on the issue of children. What has the impact of meth use in your area been on children?
Well, in Chippewa County back in, I think it was around 2005, we had an issue with meth, just like other areas around the state were. At that time, we didn't know what the degree of the effect that it really had because there wasn't a lot of research, there wasn't a lot of knowledge at that time. Well, moving forward here now 11 years, we do know a lot more. And one of the things that has been startling is by a child being in the home, they can be exposed by basically touching their parent, where the parent may have some substance coming from their skin, being in the environment, like when smoking, when you take secondhand smoke in. So we're testing babies. We're testing kids 3 to 5 years old, as an example, and they are coming up positive for meth. And that's the biggest thing that is a difference from what we know now that we didn't know then.
We hear in a lot of the state, in the southern and eastern parts of the state, that heroin is the big problem. We're hearing now meth, a rising problem in the western and northern parts of the state. Is there any idea why that's the problem where you are?
Well, what we've been able to narrow down to at this point, as far as the knowledge we've been able to gain, is we do know that there is some manufacturing going on in our area in Chippewa County. However, it's small compared to the way in which it's being brought in to Wisconsin and specifically Chippewa County. A source of it is the Mexican cartel. And that comes up through the interstate system, through the Minneapolis, into Chippewa County, being we're close to that border of Minneapolis.
As I understand it, back, as you mentioned, in 2005 when this was a problem, it was much more homegrown, people with labs in the woods or houses or elsewhere. That's not as much the case now?
Correct. That's what's been the most challenging thing about the current issue is back then we knew that you know, we found Sudafed, as an example, as being something that was what they were using to manufacture. And there were some laws enacted that didn't allow certain medications like that over the counter to be allowed to be just out in the open for people to purchase. What's different about that this time is there is less manufacturing going on within the county borders. However, the Mexican cartel, where the source of this is coming from, it's much more pure. And basically, when an individual does it once, what's different about this one is that you are immediately hooked. And that is a significant thing because of the different source of where the methamphetamine is coming from.
We're talking to Larry Winter, director of the Chippewa County Department of Human Services. And Larry, Governor Walker had a roundtable on meth when he was on the road last month. What kind of things came out of that meeting?
Well, first of all, it allowed the officials from the state, who we were very glad and gracious that they could attend governor's cabinet. So we had the Wisconsin Department of Children and Family Secretary, as well as the interim secretary at the time for the Department of Health Services. And what we had the opportunity to do, because they were much more familiar with opium than meth, so we had a venue in which to educate them about the drug, the impact that it's having on our area, and talked about what are some of the solutions that we would need to take a look at in regards to helping people who now are addicted.
As we mentioned, there was a town hall meeting about meth in Chippewa Falls just last night. What kind of things came out of that?
Again, it was brought forward that we had an opportunity to educate our entire Chippewa County. We were very impressed and satisfied. We had over 170 residents from the Chippewa Falls area attend that session. And what we came away with, again, is indicating to people to know what to look for, how to look for it, what to look at in regards to the areas that it might be an issue for their own children. Because one of the new budding events that's happened now is it is starting to become an issue on the juvenile justice side of things, where youth are involved in it. So it also then gave us a venue to say this cannot be done by just more of the formal systems. And what I mean by that is human services, law enforcement, schools. This is going to take a community coming together in Chippewa County and really focusing on this, becoming aware, becoming educated, reporting what they're seeing, so that we can look at some proactivity around the issue to stop the epidemic.
When it comes to opiates in this state, there's been a growing consensus, I think, that we can't just arrest our way out of these problems. It's not just law enforcement. There have been things like drug courts, more emphasis on treatment and prevention, things like that. Are you seeing similar efforts when it comes to meth?
Yes, we are. And your comment, in fact, last night came up from one of our judges here and had been spoken to me a couple weeks ago, is that we have realized with the number of kids, the number of parents, we aren't going to be able to just punish our way out of this. The challenge is people that are in the field that treat individuals with substance abuse issues, there isn't a lot of treatment that we know from an evidence-based standpoint that's effective. However, we do know of one model that is titled Matrix model that does work. There are a number of people specifically in Chippewa and more generally in this region going to learn more about that model in the month of September. And so we look at that as an opportunity. We also look at the opportunity like we did last night. We intend to have three more town hall meetings outside of the Chippewa Falls area to educate our more northern communities. And by making people aware of this issue and what to look for and what to look for in the people that they may be interacting with, we are anticipating and hoping that can be some of the efforts to intervene much more quicker than we have been able to at this point, and help people that are considering it to understand the consequences on their children, long-term consequences for themselves if they don't have children, and how it will affect their bodies.
We'll leave it there, Larry. Thanks so much for joining us today.
It's been a pleasure, and thank you.
We've been talking to Larry Winter, director of the Chippewa County Department of Human Services. He joined us to talk about the rise of meth use in northern and western Wisconsin over the last couple of years and the local response to that problem.